Okay, I'm ready.
Whatever.
Fuck it, we're doing it live. All right.
Is it go time? All right, are you recording?
Yeah. This is Broken to Barbell. As always, I'm Tanner.
I'm Carly.
And I'm Sam.
We're here on my parents' front porch again. We did that in the spring, and I think you heard some birds and some lawnmowers. Now you'll hear crickets and cats. And when Carly got here, two of them were making sweet cat love in the front yard.
Yes.
Not making that up.
Definitely
that
on the farm out
country
here.
Lifestyle.
Honestly, like, for driving in, I didn't have any service, and it was driving me insane. I'm like, how the fuck would I ever move back to this area if I can't even get one bar? It was like perpetual no service from White's, well, actually from the Emlinton Bridge to here.
Well, yeah, that's always down along the river, down in the valley.
AT&T, man.
Nothing. Oh, you have AT&T?
Of course I do. No, everyone else has Verizon, so they have Verizon. Service. But anyway.
So we today aren't feeling very motivated. So we're going to talk about motivation. So
this is what, like episode 8?
This is 8. We are 8 months in. 8 months into this insanity.
I think we're just going to shift gears from being like, we are talking about nutrition today. We are talking about this today. We're just going to be a little bit more fluid, flexible, just talk about shit.
I think, like, especially like when we did, like, as we do interviews and stuff like that, we'll definitely...
Yeah, have like a
yeah.
more...
Well, we'll get into the flow. I mean, I think we are. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
All 15 of our subscribers might agree.
We love you guys.
Shout out.
We can probably name each one of you, but we love you.
And we got stickers now.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we got
those. We'll hand those out maybe some year.
I still haven't gotten one. But
me either.
I haven't done anything with any of the ones I have. So.
Carly just hasn't been a plastic bag.
I haven't been a shoebox with our giveaway shirt. And
Ooh, what was the giveaway shirt? Who are we giving that away to?
We needed to come up with some sort of... giveaway.
Did
contest.
Anybody leave a review on iTunes?
I left a review.
I know you did, Broken a Barbell fan.
And was yours the one with the spelling error?
Yeah. I literally typed it as we were like saying how to do a review.
I still have not figured out how to do it, so.
You can do it. Hold on, let me see. I'm going to look at it now. Of course, because we only do it once a month, it's hard to find ours, but here we go. Oh, hold on. Oh, God. No. Okay, there we go. How do I get to the mothership page? View full description? I don't know. Well, go on iTunes and leave a review, and maybe in a month or two we'll check it and see if you've done it. And make sure you use your name, because we can't give out free stuff to Broken to Barbell fan.
Yeah, then we'll just shoot you a text if we know you, or send you a message or something to get your address, to send you a sticker.
Yeah. And if you want to be nice, use somebody else's name. Only if it's a good review, though.
Yeah.
If it's a bad review.
If it's a bad review, you're not going to get a shirt.
Ben Dover will not get a
actually,
shirt.
Actually, I don't know if we can say that.
Yeah, any review is a good review.
True. Yes. At least we have reviews.
Any feedback.
We can say whatever we want. It's our podcast.
I don't think we can give stuff away if we ask for... good reviews.
Yeah,
I think that's the rule.
We want your feedback.
Is that
like a
business rule? Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Give us any review.
Yeah, even if you're not reviewing us, like, shoot us a message and be like, hey, I think you should do this, or hey, I want you to talk about that, because that's what we're here to do, and we don't want to talk about ourselves the whole time. So if you have questions, we can seek out the answers. Just use any of our contact platforms.
Yeah, I think we all have the apps on our phone too, so when people comment on Instagram or Facebook, I usually get notifications for all that stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys have the Facebook page app?
Yeah.
So it gives you both Instagram and Facebook notifications. I do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's literally called Facebook Pages, and so I have Broken to Barbell on there.
I thought you were saying Facebook.
No, it's literally called Facebook Pages.
Because I literally get the notifications on Instagram and then also on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I don't do either, but I do get the Facebook Pages because then it updates. Who the hell is that?
I don't know,
who
just waved.
Some guy drove past me.
Small town. But anyway, that was quite the intro.
Yeah. Well, I think we're still in it.
So, like, we just... We're trying to keep each other accountable, and I don't know.
I think we're trying to keep each other accountable, and I think the podcast is kind of helping me, but I noticed, like, lately, I don't know if it's just because it's the end of summer, and I'm just feeling kind of crappy, or what, but it's just, like, so kind of blah. Well, and I haven't worked out in, like, 2 weeks, too, because I went on vacation and missed a ton of Spartan training and didn't work out while I was on vacation and came back and there was, like, one day of Spartan training, and then now we didn't have it today or Monday because of the West Virginia Spartan race that I didn't sign up for. So,
oh,
yeah, but I don't know. I'm feeling really like a big old pile of scrambled eggs.
But it's all right if you feel like that, as long as you get out of it.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I will. I think I just need to. Sometimes I feel like I go like so hard in it sometimes that like, I don't know, like I just kind of like not give up, but I'm just kind of like, like I need a break from it. Yeah. And so like in on vacation was like the perfect time to do that, because then I just like drank with abandon and ate with abandon and spent my money with abandon and like, yeah.
Yeah. So when I decided that I wasn't going to compete anymore, I kind of just like was like, I'm not going to go to the gym for a while. I'm going to see like how I feel. And I've kind of lost like my spark for going to the gym, and I was like, well, maybe I'll go running today, or maybe I'll go do yoga or something, but like I'm not like super strict anymore, and I think like I kind of lost my little groove. But yeah, I'm also a little bit happier now because I'm not like in the gym for 2 hours every single night.
Yeah, it's almost like you made it a chore, so it was like instead of being fun, it was like, oh god.
Yeah, go again.
Yeah,
I think that's why I don't go every night. Like, I go religiously every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but those are, like, the highlight of my week is going in there.
Now, are you still doing sessions with the Sellies?
Or
only certain days are actual sessions?
So, I pretty much only do squats with Ryan now. So, like, one session a week that I train with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're in there when I'm doing my sessions on my own, so I just last week I switched. So I was doing like squat and legs on Monday and then arms on Wednesday and then deadlifts on Friday. But I switched my Friday and Monday because everyone else in the gym's like squat and leg day is Monday. So mm-hmm. everyone's using the squat racks. So I just flip flopped and now I'm deadlifting on Mondays. But like I'm more confident on the deadlifts, so I'm not too worried about having Ryan with me on the deadlifts. I mean, he still helps me out, and like I've been recording myself so I can show him. Like yesterday I did squats and I recorded them and showed him, made sure that my form was okay, which is awesome that he's still helping me even though he's not, like,
he's still there to be that positive voice and backup.
Yeah, but like financially I am saving for that Ireland trip, so I'm like, it doesn't make sense now that I've been in it for, I don't know, 5 months.
Really? That long already? At Sellies, you've been there for 5 months?
Yeah. Holy smokes. So I'm like, I can do this more and more on my own. I'm not as like scared to go in there. Like I know my way around. I know what I can do. And so I feel better about doing it on my own. But like she still does my meal plan, Dana.
That was my next question. It was like, if you're still doing meal plan.
Yeah. I know what you mean with like getting run down and feel like you're doing it too much, because I felt like that with CrossFit. Like I was like, fuck, I don't want to go do that fucking WOD today. Like I don't want to do burpees. But like with powerlifting, I want to do that shit. Like I want to get better at squats. I want to get better at bench. And I know damn well I will not be doing any burpees.
Yeah.
Probably ever again in my life. So the one thing I don't like to do is weighted lunges. And Ryan has me do those. And I'm like, whatever, it's not a burpee, so.
It's not a burpee, I can live. Well, that's like the silver lining, I think, for me, is that volleyball's starting now. So it's like, okay, like now I can, and I was doing this back in the wintertime. I was like religiously, I had a binder with a volleyball workout that I got on bodybuilding.com for free.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I think it was six different workouts, like 6 days a week workout. And I was like, oh, maybe I need to get back into that. Even if I'm not, because I kind of like hurt my rotator cuff and was like after dodgeball and volleyball and like So I think I just need to, if I go back into that, just not go as hard as I did before.
Yeah.
Because it was like all of that workout plus dodgeball plus volleyball. And I probably just like, I'm sure I probably like focused more on my upper body than my legs. And so it was like, oh, yeah, of course you're going to hurt your arm because it's like just so much of the same motions like over and over. But
well, you know how I said how it's like, okay, if you take a break and as long as you get back into it. For me, if I quit going to Sally's right now, I think I'd probably be like, I wouldn't get back into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with like the end goal being that competition in December.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to take a couple of days off, I think I'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
You know, do I need to go in there and do that? But it's really helping with the whole sobriety thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because all my, like, passion and everything is, like, going towards that now.
How far along are you in sobriety now? Is it 9 months?
I think today's 10 months.
10 months?
Or tomorrow is 10 months.
Jeez, that's awesome. I know it's always when we do the podcast is right around the date. 10 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because, like, just last night when I went to the Pines, I'm like, holy shit. Like, I used to be, like, mopping up the floor with my hair and and clothes.
Doing
and,
backwards bends.
Yeah, doing back bends and, like... just acting like a freak of nature. And like I always say, like, whatever, if you want to go get drunk, it's just that's no longer my thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see a ton of people tonight that have always known me for being like that drunken asshole. So I'm excited to see them in like a new breath. Like, hey.
Yeah.
Look at me now, bud.
Look what you made me do.
I love that song.
What you made me do.
I love that
really?
Song. Everyone's hating it on Twitter. I love it.
I mean, I'm not a fan of
people
it.
People just hate Taylor Swift, but it's not the song.
But I also don't care enough.
But, like, I'm picturing them playing it at, like, a club and everyone going nuts. Like, it's got, like, a good beat in the chorus.
I feel like somebody's going to remix it and it's going to be 20 times better than what it is.
Does it not sound like I'm too sexy for
yes,
my shirt?
Yes, it does. It does.
It literally, I think,
that's what
somebody
I thought
mentioned
of.
That she took a beat from something else. And I just was reading the article.
Yeah.
I also read the whole article about the fucking Kanye fight and Kim and Katy Perry and Nicki Minaj and like all
this
that
is
bullshit.
Now a celebrity gossip podcast.
I mean, honestly, that is truly what my profession should be. I should work for TMZ because I troll Twitter so hard.
Oh God! But I'm just reading it. And I'm like, oh, this is so fucking stupid. And then
I love how she goes off the radar and has like no twit pick, nothing. She's just like totally flying out on her own, and then comes back with this. Reputation.
Her comeback.
Yeah.
Her edgy comeback.
I
did that already happen with Bad Blood?
Probably.
Was that?
I was still. I'm still waiting for my edgy comeback.
I mean, Jonah Hill, Skinny Watch 2017. He's now skinny again. If you all want to get on your phones and Google him, he is very skinny. I saw somewhere it was like a meme, of course, and it was like. I'm convinced there's just a ton of Jonah Hill lookalikes all over the world. So we never know which one is actually him.
Is real Jonah Hill.
Yeah. I heard he's a total dickbag, though, in interviews.
In interviews? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're a celebrity, wouldn't you just get, like, super bored of, like, just constantly getting the same 5 questions over and over from different news outlets?
I mean, I'm sure you would, but I heard he's, like, perpetually mean.
Whatever, he's a millionaire, I guess.
Yeah,
you're allowed
you can
to
do
be.
That.
So fitness.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, Jonah Hill's working out.
Keeping ourselves accountable.
It's come full circle.
Oh, I can't remember if I said this on the last one, but I went to that powerlifting meet that we were going to go to out in Allentown.
Oh, yeah.
Was that... When did we record last?
That was the day before or the day after that powerlifting meet.
Yeah. Because I'm so glad I went to that because one of the bigger girls... got red lighted on all 3 of her squats and so she couldn't even go on to bench, so it goes squat, bench, deadlift.
Uh-huh.
You get 3 attempts at each and she didn't make it through bench or squats, so she couldn't even move on to the next round. And like if I wouldn't have seen that, I probably would have not been taking my squats as seriously as I have been since then.
Because then it's like, shit,
like,
then it's
if
over.
If I couldn't even make it to deadlift, like, I really don't care about bench. I'm pretty weak at bench. But if I couldn't even make it to my favorite lift, I'd be like, what is the point of even being here? So, like, I don't even care that I drove literally 5 hours in the pouring rain to damn near Philly to watch this powerlifting meet. And it, It was all worth it when I saw that happen. Awesome. It just, like, everything clicked. I'm like,
and
all right.
Seeing it all in person was, like, yeah, oh, probably what you needed.
Yeah, because I'm thinking it's, like, this huge stage and, like, everyone's, like, like, Hawkeye binoculars on the lifters. No, it's not like that at all. Everyone's super laid back.
Were you just, like, in a room?
It was in their gym. Okay. Competitive Edge Power and Fitness. Super nice people, from what I'm told. check them out. And then they just had a bunch of chairs set up, and then the, like, lifting platform was up there in the front. And there was three judges, which I didn't know this either. Clearly, I'm a total noob. so, like, there's three different judges, and you have to get two of the three lights to be white for it to be considered a good lift. So, like, one of the judges could say it was bad, and so then two white lights would be lit and one red. So I'm like, why are they not all lit? Like, why is one red lit? And the woman was like, there's three different judges. I'm like, oh.
I knew that.
Yeah, thank you. But no, it was really cool to see. So I'm not doing the one in Allentown in October. I decided it's too far because, like, my friend Mal said she wanted to come. And
after you drove the 5 hours.
5 hour drive.
To damn near Philly.
So there's one in Fairmount, West Virginia. In December that I'm doing. It's only like 2 hours from here as opposed to five.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 hours is much more manageable for the Broken of a Barbell staff to come and cheer you on.
And I already know I'm going to be in the super heavyweight class, so I don't have to stress about weight.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have to make weigh-ins. Like, I know I'm going to be in that.
That's good.
In that. Yeah.
It's like, I don't have to deal with that shit.
Like, it'd be nice if I could get into a lower weight class, but maybe, like, down the road. I don't know.
Yeah, it's your first one, too. Like, last year when I ran the Spartan race, I did Mud on the Mountain earlier, but it was before Spartan training. So then, like, when I did the Spartan race and I got my time, because I did Mud on the Mountain with friends, it was, like, really slow paced just because we were all working together. But, like, with the West Virginia Spartan Sprint, it was like, okay, now I have my time. Like, I've done it. You know, so, like, your first lift, you know, you're like, okay, now I've done that first one. So then you've got, like, this benchmark. Like when you text Sam and I about, like, oh, I benched this and it's higher than my last time. So it's like, now you'll have that meet benchmark. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's what Ryan always says, too.
You know, so it'll be, like, different than your regular everyday benchmark.
Yeah, he always says that, too. Like, because once you get a total, then you have to really work to up that.
Now now you beat the total.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm finally below parallel on my squats. Took me about a decade, but I don't know what was wrong. But I think it's, Sam, I don't know if you had the same problem when you were squatting, but, like, when you have super long legs, it's super hard to keep your shins straight up and down.
I still have it.
So while I'm down there and if I have weight on my back, like, trying to push and stand up, my calves cave. And, like, Ryan's been working on that forever to try to fix that. I mean, we've been training for 5 months, and it just now has clicked. So we should be able to start going up heavy into squats. But
do you think that was, like, a strength thing? Like, your body was just getting used to that kind of weight and, like, and your focus and stuff that helped that come together, or what?
I think it was a combination of things, but my hip flexors are super tight. So he has me doing a bunch of, like, yoga-type stretches before we even start squatting to try to loosen them up, and then on my own at home I'll be like watching TV and be like practicing like being down in the base of a squat.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize this, but in CrossFit they teach you like ass to grass as far down as you can go, like your butt should be just above your heels
in a squat.
Yeah. And in powerlifting there, I guess there's such a thing as being too deep in the squat, because like whenever he's watching me from the side, he'll be like, no, that's too deep, or you're too high, or you're just right. So like we're shooting for just below parallel in a meet, and like it's a combination of all those things that it's going to come down to on like meet day. And he just told me last week, like, you need to break the habit of, I don't know, like with you guys when you squat, but when you stand up, like I like immediately re-rack it. Like there's no weight. Like I stand up and walk it into the rack.
Oh yeah, you have to wait.
And you have to wait until they tell you to put it back. And he's like, you could squat like 300 pounds or something. I don't know what he said, but you could squat like all this weight and then stand up and rack it before they tell you to rack it, and it'll be a no lift.
So it's like,
in a meet.
You need to just like.
So I need to obviously stop doing that.
Do you do that now? You're trying to do that in training? Stand up.
I'm trying to stop doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
But like, on a set of eight or something, the minute I stand up, I want to rack it because I'm like dead.
Yeah.
But you, I just have to, I guess, practice singles and just stand there until.
You should just get like a big old like weighted vest or something,
and just stand.
Pile it through stuff and just stand in your office at work. Yeah.
So it's just a combination of all these different things that I'm hoping on meet day I'm not like, what? Yeah. What was that? In one ear, out the other. But I have to get a singlet. That's probably the my least favorite.
Wait, can you get it with the Broken to Barbell logo on it?
I bet
can you,
could.
Get it like custom?
I'm sure, but I'll probably just wear a Broken to Barbell shirt underneath it. Because obviously girls are not going to just wear a singlet.
A brassiere?
Yeah.
It's, that like the straps go right over,
nipples.
Right over the nipples. You could get the
we
stickers
should,
on your boobs.
I should get Broken to Barbell
pasties,
socks.
Yes, that'd
like
be cool.
Knee high socks.
I really thought you were gonna say pasties.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah, but just this. We already have stickers. Ugh. Let's just save money.
Okay.
Broken to Barbell pedals.
Oh my god.
So you how so in like nutrition, is that just like meat and vegetables?
It's the same plan that she started me on back in May.
Oh, my gosh.
So, a bunch of protein shakes, chicken, turkey, steak, vegetables, and rice.
I'm, like, so bad at...
Eggs. I'm so sick of eggs.
Are deviled eggs part of the plan? God, I love deviled eggs.
I hate deviled eggs. I don't like yolk, so...
Mm. That's my favorite part. I don't like egg whites.
Ugh. I can't do the yolk thing, so... It turns out I've liked omelets all this time because of the cheese and the bacon. You know, not just the body of it. But no, it's all right.
I really want to like work on my nutrition more, and I feel kind of like, I don't know, disappointed in myself just because it's like I just like ate like garbage all summer in Spartan training, and then I'm like sitting here on the podcast saying I'm gonna do better, and then I like don't. So. I was like, okay, I want to get into it. I want to try to find some good stuff on... I just use bodybuilding.com because it's, like, all free. So trying to find, like, get into more of a routine or something because, I don't know, my habits are so off. And then, like, and that way it'll be cheaper because then I can do it myself and not have to pay. But, I don't know, at the same time, it's like, will I hold myself accountable because it's like I don't pay for it, like I don't have skin in the game, quote unquote. You know what I mean?
That's your favorite quote.
It is, but it's that's how I operate.
Yeah,
it's like how I roll.
I
like,
know what you mean. Like, yeah. I because I think that's another reason why I've been so motivated and I've stuck with it is because like I want to talk to Ryan and Dana about like my successes. So like if I'm not doing anything, yeah. I can't go in and be like, I just deadlifted whatever. Like, yeah. I can't talk to them about it. And they're not... I mean, like, any slow progress is better than no progress. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just tough. But, like, I'm not motivated enough without them to do shit on my own.
Yeah.
Although, having a bunch of, like, super attractive men in the weight room helps.
That always helps.
Not going to drop any names. I don't know who's listening to this. But no,
everyone will know.
I think they know.
Oh.
They're attractive.
I just need to get back in the routine. I think I feel this way too because it's like post vacation, you know.
Yeah. I feel like for some reason winter is like my like go time. Like I'm really good with all my nutrition and going to the gym and stuff in the winter, but in the summer I'm like, oh well, I have to go to this party, I have to do
it's
this
nice
I have
out.
To go on vacation,
yeah.
I have so much going on, and I'm like, I think I'd rather do that. And that's okay too. That's like, you don't have to be like, I'm gonna skip out on this because I can't eat whatever they're eating.
Yeah,
like live your life.
Well,
it's too hot in the summer.
I've been trying really hard when I do stuff in the summer to do vegetarian stuff. Like if I go to a party and there's a salad, like, even though it, like, might be out of a bag, like, eat the salad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, eat a salad and then eat a burger. Like, or, like, eat a salad and drink a water and then you can have a burger. Because then it's, like, I'm bad at that, too. Like, picking out on the bad shit and not filling up on good stuff, because then it's like I just keep eating the bad stuff. So it's like I need to like drink a whole water. I'm probably dehydrated more than I am hungry half the time too. So
Your dog's running away.
Ugh, whatever.
Okay.
Roxy! Come back. Did somebody just get a text message?
Tommy.
I'm hearing like a Carly, is that you? There's like an electric noise in the headphones.
That's probably me.
Oh, fuck that dog.
She gone.
She gone.
Okay.
My parents' dog loves to run and like inspect the neighbor's house, and there she goes.
We're just watching her run away.
Off into the sunset.
All right. Okay.
So on an unrelated note, who do you guys think is going to win tonight?
The fight?
Do you know who's fighting?
No, hold on. I do. Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
For Mayweather's first name?
Floyd.
Okay.
Floyd.
I only know this because a guy in our group was talking about it earlier. Had nobody told me, I would have been like, oh yeah, that happened last night.
All right, let's place our bets right here, right now on this podcast. I think Mayweather's going to win, but I want McGregor to win. But I bet my brother $5 that Mayweather would win. Oh, no. I bet my brother that McGregor would win.
But you want Mayweather to win?
No, personally. No. I want McGregor to win, but I bet John, because he thinks Mayweather's going to win. I also think he's going to win.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know much about this shit, but...
Me either.
But Mayweather's a boxer. He's never lost. McGregor's a UFC fighter.
And it's a boxing match,
right? And it's
right?
a boxing match. But I do love the hype, and I love how cocky McGregor is.
I like the dancing.
Because he's very, like, I guess he was extremely poor in Ireland, and his girlfriend, Dee Devlin, of course I know her name because I follow the whole family on social media, like, stuck by his side through his worst days, and look at him now. He's worth millions, so...
That's like that Southpaw movie. Rags to riches. Well, minus the spoiler alert murder.
Speaking of Southpaw, I bawled during that movie.
That was a good movie.
Bawled. I don't know why.
I watched it on HBO.
Honestly, Jake Gyllenhaal just gets me when he's in those strange roles.
Do you see the new movies in?
Which one?
Oh shit!
Oh yeah. Nocturnal Animals.
No. Wait, is that it?
Well, Nocturnal Animals is on.
Fantastic.
Is on HBO. Was it you that told me to watch it, Carly?
Probably. I love that movie.
Oh, yeah. Boston. Boston Strong.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. It
About
looks
the,
so good. About
the marathon?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds good.
They made loses his legs. Of course they made a movie out of that.
He loses his legs, good and he comes God. Back.
Have you ever seen Nightcrawler with
yes.
him?
Yes. Yeah, so good.
Fantastic. Yeah. Such a creep. But no, Nocturnal Animals is a fantastic movie. It's about him and Amy Adams. They were married, and he's a writer, and so he writes this book, and he wants her to
at
read
night?
It. No. She's like an insomniac.
Oh.
yeah. Where's Nocturnal coming from?
Yeah, I was like, at night.
Yeah, she's like an insomniac or something, but it's a fantastic movie, and it's on Xfinity On Demand, if you guys have that.
Yeah. I'm going to say Mayweather's going to win. Because you said he never lost a fight, which I didn't know that until you said it.
That's what
moments
have you
ago.
Have you seen all the merch for McGregor says 49-1 because that's going to be Floyd's that's going to be Floyd's record after this fight.
Interesting,
but like it's everyone is hyping it up so much. I feel like it's going to last like 10 seconds and
like,
be over.
Like
it's
Ronda Rousey,
yes. Which I still love Ronda. I don't care that she lost.
No,
like four
I mean
times.
But that one was hyped up because I didn't know anything about that and heard all about it.
Two of them were hyped. Her one against Holly Holm when Holly roundhouse kicked her to the head and knocked her out almost immediately, I want to say in the first round for that one. And then her most recent one against Nunez. Nunez knocked her out in like 40 seconds or something.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't follow any of that until it's on television in the pop culture world, and then I would
hear
about
it. Well, just check your Twitters if you don't want to pay $100 for the fight.
I'm going to say McGregor. McGregor?
You're going to go there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know his name.
All right, we'll
anyway,
see.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's our pop culture.
We're really hitting it hard this week.
Yeah.
month.
But we're avoiding the elephant in the room.
What's that?
DT.
DTF?
No.
DT.
Oh, Trez.
Oh.
I was like, DT?
I don't refer to him as his actual name.
Donnie John. As Tina Fey says.
So this is totally off the wall, but yesterday...
Oh my God, here we go.
Yesterday I was going through baby pics at my mom's, and I stumbled upon this one on the first day of school, and John's in like a Gators jersey and whatnot, like khakis. I'm wearing... No joke, a banana hammock t-shirt. It says, like, banana hammocks, and it's got, like, a guy laying in a hammock. Like, that is literally a men's Speedo on my first day of, like, I want to say probably seventh grade.
Do you have the picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I got to see it.
I feel like I should post it to our site.
We should, if we talk about stuff like this, we should put it on the blog. Yeah.
I sent you both a couple throwbacks in our group text, and no one replied.
Oh.
That's because I wasn't in them.
Well, you could have still said, those are funny.
That's because I wasn't in them.
Here we are. Let me turn the brightness up so you guys can
see. Oh,
I
love those. I was showing my friends those at the bar last night. Those
Tanner resembles Harry Potter in the one with an orange hunting
orange
hat on.
I think, wasn't that S&B banana hammocks? Swinging, what does that say?
I can't read it.
Swinging in style or something?
Just a totally inappropriate shirt for a seventh grader to be wearing on their first day of school.
I lost it. There it is. That's great. Can you post that to the blog and the Wix app? And
yes.
See if you can schedule it to go live when the podcast goes live. So like,
okay, that's a little extensive.
John should grow his hair back like that. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I feel like we're on... Check it out on the 96.1 Kiss page.
How great is this?
Check it out on the Broken to Barbell blog. Is that your father?
Yes. When my mom was pregnant
weeks.
With... Shazam. It's just a picture of my... For those of you that aren't here with us, obviously, we're not doing the best at recording this podcast, but it's a picture of my dad standing next to a wall on June 1st, 1987, and it says 14 weeks, and he's pretending to be pregnant. With my brother. I'm not that old. Jesus.
Not yet. I mean, someday.
Honestly, life is just flying by, let's be honest. I can't believe I'm 26 years old. It actually makes me very sad.
I know. Oh my God. Well, this is... So, in getting our lives together and all that stuff in our mid-20s, but like, Miley Cyrus's song, Younger.
Haven't heard it.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with it.
I didn't listen to it when you sent
good.
It to us.
Well, I'll
I listened to that Katy Perry song and I was like, why...
Oh,
and then I went to bed. Yes. I was so angry.
I watched that live when she dropped it on Saturday Night Live.
Was that?
I don't know why, but it was
last week or 2 weeks ago. Oh, that thing. The backpack kid. I don't get that.
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
I try to do that to Scott. He doesn't like it.
Oh, my God. Teach your dogs to do it.
Oh my God, that would be...
Sam, how's your new job going?
Oh, good. It's weird going from like working 6 to 2 to 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. And I think that is kind of also cutting into my gym time because I was used to going like, I'd work till 2, then I'd come home, chill out for a little bit, then go to the gym. Now I come home and then I'm like, well, I think I want to eat dinner.
It's time for dinner.
And then sit down and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to go now.
Well, that's a problem I have is from the time I get off work around 4-ish, 4:30 till Spartan training starts at 5, I get hungry and then it's like I'm hungry during Spartan training and I don't do that well because I'm hungry. I have nothing in my body to work off of. And like, so, oh my God.
But,
okay.
There's just feral cats.
Because we're recording on my parents' porch, there's, is this a menagerie from hell?
Look at this sweet pup right here, though.
Kitties. Brady.
You know, honestly, I'm just going to go ahead and put this on our story so you can see.
So you know what's happening.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So if you follow us, you have already seen these photos.
Photos.
Look at these photos. We're just recording live from Dutch Hill, Pennsylvania today.
I'm from a Dutch Hill.
Cats included out there.
No, they're like totally buds, and they were just beating the shit out of each other.
Loving life in that
one
grass.
One of them's McGregor, and the other one's Mayweather.
I'm not gonna pick which one's which.
Didn't he fight? What was the guy's name? Holyfield.
I don't know.
Evander Is that his name? Holyfield? I don't know.
I know nothing about boxing.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, I can't wait for the finale tomorrow. I watched literally 6 seasons of Game of Thrones in a matter of 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It was nonstop. And Chris got, my boyfriend Chris, got super mad at me because I was like not paying attention. I don't know anyone's name. I do know Jon Snow and the important ones like Dany.
Yeah. Yeah, the people who are still
and
alive.
And Arya.
Yeah.
She's my favorite. But yeah, this, I can't believe this week's the finale. I'm hyped.
Yeah. I mean, at least we still have next season. That's good. But
yeah.
I'm
ready for Sansa to die.
Oh, see, I kind of like her.
No. No. Anyway, I won't ruin it for anyone that doesn't watch.
Yeah.
I don't watch.
But it's season 7 and Sansa's still alive.
Do we have any...
So what?
Anything else for the good of the group?
I mean, we're just...
We're just bullshitting.
Just bullshitting.
Yeah. I'm much happier now that I have a new job.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is it nice to see the sunlight?
Oh my god. I just sometimes look out the window just to look like I'm like
you should go for a walk on
looks
your lunch.
Like it's raining. Well, I live so close that I just go home and hang out with my dogs. It's great.
During lunch.
Yeah. But yeah, the change of environment was like a complete change in my mood, everything. And that's where I'm kind of like not going to the gym as much because I'm not like compensating for being like so angry and upset all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm feeling good. I just hang out with Scott and it's great.
Now, do you, hold on, let me think what I was thinking. Do you save money now?
Oh, yeah.
Like in gas?
Yeah. And I haven't,
oh, in lunch, I guess, probably because you go home for lunch.
And I haven't bought supplements and I haven't been drinking coffee. Like I cut out all my caffeine and stuff. And so I've probably saved over $100 a month on coffee only.
God, I need to get my
just coffee.
Yeah. I love coffee. But I also don't pay for it. I just, I like have an internal battle every morning. Like, all right, am I going to stop at Brugger's and get a coffee today? No, I'm going to walk upstairs and drink free coffee from work. Like, why would you buy?
I buy
coffee,
the cheap pack of Keurig cups. So it's like $12 for the whole pack.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it, and I bought it like 2 or 3 months ago. So it's like if I don't have coffee home, I have it out of my little Keurig stash. So it's like way cheaper than if I bought even at the work cafeteria. It's like $1.50 a coffee, but you think, you know, like
it adds
Starbucks stuff like that. Yeah, it's still like a ton.
Yeah, the coffees that I was buying from the guy down at the mines was my coffee every day was $4.40. And then if I got like a bigger one, it was like $5.10 or $5.
Oh God,
yeah,
that's expensive.
$5 a cup of coffee.
Well, that's I park. With depending on how I park downtown, it's like $7 a day, you know. And then, well, that's okay. Here's something else. I thought about canceling my Gold's Gym membership, not because I don't like it there or anything, but because it's $30 a month, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like I could just go for free to the work gym, and it's I just don't know. I don't know. I won't see my gym boyfriend again if I cancel my Gold's Gym membership.
So I was just talking to my mom today. We went and got pedicures, and of course, I left before they were dry and messed every toe up. But anyway, we went to Sam's Club, and I got like frozen chicken and all that shit. And then I made her take me back to McDonald's to get me an iced coffee because I was like falling asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And on my drive back from that powerlifting meet, Ryan rode back with me, and I hadn't eaten anything at all that whole day, and all I had was like 3 cold brew coffees all day.
Oh my god.
And he's like, dude, you gotta cut out like some of the coffee, like maybe have 1 coffee a day, because like at work I probably have
the day.
Yes.
Oh wow.
And I have like my last coffee like 4 p.m so it's like I drink coffee all day. It's not like a morning thing. And so for me, I like tell myself like, oh well, you're not drinking alcohol, so you can just go ahead and just binge on coffee. Drink as much coffee as you want. Oh, you're drinking it black. That's fine. It's not like you're drinking dairy. I'm like, now I need to like hone it in. Like today I had to have that iced coffee, and my mom was like, my mom growing up had to have coffee, like always have a pot of coffee made in her house. Like she drank a ton of coffee. Then one day she was just like,
no more.
I'm not drinking it at all. She hasn't had it in like probably a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
At all. And I'm like, well, good for you, man, but I'm overcompensating for my lack of alcohol with coffee. But if I could just transition from all those coffees a day to bottled water.
Yeah.
Which I do drink a shitload of water, too, but I don't know if it's the flavor or what, but I feel like I, like, need
coffee. Yeah, I miss the flavor of coffee. Like, I don't really care about the caffeine.
Hazelnut, man.
Yeah, I just like the flavors of it.
If I drink water, I like to drink cold water. You know, that's always...
Yeah, I don't know how people drink room temperature water.
I do if I'm thirsty enough or if I'm working out or something, but...
Savages.
I've been hooked on LaCroix lately.
Oh.
So good. They have a 24-pack at Sam's Club for $8. That's a multi-pack of LaCroix.
I've been drinking that... Have you seen that Polar seltzer water? That, mm-mm. Like... I don't know if Giant Eagle just picked it up or what, but it's, like, all over the place now in Pittsburgh. I see
really?
It. Yeah. So there's, like, I buy lemon, and then I buy the lemon Mio. That's, like,
okay.
So I'm like, boop, just a little tiny bit. Like, I don't even put the full amount of Mio in. It's, like, just enough.
So yeah.
It's got a tiny bit of sweetness to it.
I've been drinking Diet Dr. Pepper, which is obviously not the face of fitness, but it's so good. And so I'm trying to transition every form of pop out.
Yeah.
It's just terrible for you.
I haven't had a Monster since I've last had a coffee. Same.
That's impressive.
You quit coffee altogether?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
I didn't know that.
Because I left my Keurig down in the mines with my sister.
Oh.
And so I don't even have a coffee maker at home. And when I go to work, I don't really pass like a coffee place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I live in, you know, the middle of nowhere.
You don't even pass Country Fair?
Yeah, but... I mean,
oh,
I don't want to drink
if
that
I
coffee.
Had a, if I had a coffee. Sheets near me.
Yeah, that Sheets wasn't the whole way.
Is it Country Fair or County Fair?
Country Fair.
Country Fair.
Chris can't believe now. They have Country Fair in Shippenville. He thought it was just an Erie thing. I'm like, yeah. Sam and Scott go there.
That's what happens when you don't leave Erie.
I'd honestly be content with never going back to Erie in my life. It's out there in the open.
I'm doing the race in Erie, the Barber Beast on the Bay. And it's 10 miles and, like, 30 obstacles. I'm excited. In the sand.
That sounds fun.
In the sand.
Oh.
Hard pass.
I'm excited
for that. I think it sounds fun.
So that's my... Oh, I was thinking about last minute signing up for the Spartan this weekend. But my brother's getting married next weekend. I'm like, it would be my luck.
You would get scrolled.
Like, there's that horrible noise again. I think it's Instagram.
Oh, sorry.
It's definitely... Yeah. You would not want to be all scratched up for it.
Yeah. I was like, well, my luck, I'll fall and... break my face open on a rock and then I'll be immortalized in my brother's wedding photos
you
with
have a
black
nice
eye
scar on your face.
Yeah. Like maybe I shouldn't do that.
Just keep it under control drinking at your brother's wedding because I was the drunkest person in attendance at my brother's wedding and I don't think I'll ever live it down. So taking bottles of Red Cat to the face on the dance floor.
Bottles of Red Cat to the face.
What's Red Cat?
Those giant bottles of wine.
And you were just holding it on the dance floor?
It was all over the front of me.
That's a good look.
I wasn't even that drunk
for
mine.
That night. It was just a really terrible experience. I was the worst one.
Oh, wow.
And I wish I could take it back, but I can't, so...
Here we are.
This is my open apology to the interweb.
Made for a good story.
My open apology. But, yeah, I...
Where is his wedding?
Butler.
I didn't get invited.
It's in Butler. You didn't?
Is it because I voted for Hillary Clinton?
That's probably
no,
it.
Because then I think a lot of us wouldn't be invited if that were the case.
I mean, yeah, I didn't get invited. Brandy asked me if I was going. I'm like, no, my invite must have got lost in the mail. Casey, I'm looking at you, bud.
I don't think he listens.
Probably not, but if you are...
He called me to help set up his Wi-Fi the other day, so I don't think he's listening to the podcast.
If he is listening, if you are listening to this... My only hope is that Tanner brings up Trump in his best man speech in a negative light.
I'll be there, so live stream it.
I'm honestly not mad that you didn't invite me. Weddings aren't fun when you're sober.
Well,
I am looking forward to Lauren Snyder, so Lauren, if you're listening to this, I'm looking forward to your wedding.
But it's not going to be as fun for her, so remember that.
No, it'll be fun.
Oh, okay.
Those cats tearing into each other.
I hope you liked us babbling.
Yeah.
We're still working on hats, so just stay put and they'll be out sometime.
Someday.
Some year.
Yeah.
And the stickers, we'll figure that out too. We'll figure out a giveaway for the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like
give us reviews, good, yeah, bad, ugly.
Talk to us. We'll throw you a sticker.
Get you some stickers out on that there Instagram or the iTunes.
Stickers that were made by Pittsburgh Shirt Company.
Oh yeah. At PGH Shirt Co.
They're really cool people. Yeah. I got the plug right. Pittsburgh Shirt Company.
Well, no, but what's their Instagram?
Oh, I don't know. PGH Shirt Co.
PGH Shirt Company. Pittsburgh Shirt Company.
Mine's Samantha Lutz _. Follow me.
You should follow at Tanner Burrows.
And Carly Koff.
Yeah.
That's
and
then best
also
case.
At _ETD Photography.
And
Eric Dye, who took our cool pictures.
Broken a barbell while you're at it.
Hopefully they're already following that one. But I mean, if you're not.
And who else can we plug? Sally's Fitness. It's literally just at Sally's Fitness.
Tanner's mom and dad for letting us record on their porch.
Appreciate it. Kind of.
If you want to check out our photography site, you can look at Pittsburgh Polaroid and...
Oh, yeah. That I rarely upload.
Clemente
to.
Diaries. I don't know if anyone knows that that's mine.
I
actually,
love
they
Clemente
do.
Diaries.
Because... So do you want to hear the story behind it before we log off?
Yeah, let's talk about Clemente Diaries.
So
it's our own thing. We can plug it.
When I first moved to Pittsburgh, I made this Instagram because I would walk across the Clemente Bridge every day, and I'd stop and talk to the homeless people and give them some money. And it was all well and good. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to start a page kind of like People in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
I'm
going to
call it Clemente Diaries, and then I'll like post about like homeless people that I meet and like tell their story, and I had all this
waiting for the punchline.
I had this grand plan for all of this, and and then the one girl that I like showcased followed me on Instagram and Twitter, and I'm like, she's obviously doing all right if she's got social media. And I like asked her, I stopped her again when I saw her, and she was like, yeah, I'm really not homeless. Like, I just sleep on my friend's couch. I'm like, okay, you know what?
I mean,
we're not going to do this.
Kind
so
of
then
homeless,
I just,
but,
like,
yeah.
So I just transitioned everything. And now I just post a bunch of pictures of Pittsburgh. So it's called Clemente Diaries, but I took out the whole backstory on interviewing the homeless. I'm just going to let them live their life now.
Is that picture still up here?
No, I deleted it.
I like all the... Is that a little Christmas bulb?
Yeah, it's just in front of the K&L Gates building.
I thought it was, like, on the bridge. I was like, oh.
Oh, no. Not all of them are on the bridge, but...
Ain't that cool?
That picture I took the other day, that'll never happen again in my life.
It's such a good picture. It's literally my background and my lock screen picture.
It's mine, too.
Why is it not on Clemente Diaries?
I told you I was making my background.
That one's on my personal page, the lightning strike.
Okay.
So, funny story about that, too, and then I'm done, I swear. I keep getting way off topic, but not that we had a topic, but so my mom is
I'm
like
probably
my,
gonna call the episode Look What You Made Me Do.
My mom is like my biggest fan in all aspects of life, and I love her to death. And she shared that picture that I got, which was totally accidental. I was trying to get one of my normal bridge reflection pics, and then the lightning struck, and my umbrella was like turning inside out. It was pouring. My headphones were like ripping out of my hair, out of my ears. My hair was like in my eyes and my mouth. I was so annoyed, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, like I'm gonna get one picture and then I'm leaving. So I had my phone like upside down taking the picture, and the lightning struck. I'm like, holy shit, like I gotta get off this bridge. So I'm like walking back to my car, and I start like scrolling through my pictures, and I saw the lightning one. I'm like, holy fuck.
And like, oh my god,
like I got a lightning pic. I didn't even mean to. And so my mom, back to my mom, so she shared the picture after I did. She was like, look at this shot that Carly got today, like blah blah blah. And this guy, he's a photographer, Dave Seifert,
yeah,
commented and was like, what, I don't even know the terms that he was using, what PB something,
what PBR,
what SSH did you use, and BBI and all this stuff. I'm like, listen, Dave, I have no idea what you're talking
ISO?
About. Yes, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, Dave, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I literally took this on my iPhone 6. And he was like, I was talking about, like, the shutter timer things, where, like, most people that get lightning pictures have their cameras, like, on a timer to, like, a sensor.
Yeah.
To capture the lightning.
Yeah.
And he replied, he's like, I cannot believe that you took that with a cell phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I know, I'm pretty shocked myself.
Technology,
but like,
baby.
No, it was like exact right timing for that. Because
it was like crystal clear.
Usually the sensors, if I'm thinking correctly and I read correctly, they take like a 1 to 2 second long photo.
Oh.
So that way, in that like instant where the lightning strikes, you can scan through and pick and that moment. It. Yeah.
Yeah, and like the fact that it was in the reflection and everything, I was like, this is unreal.
Yeah, and on the wet. Yeah. The wet deck. Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't even notice it in the reflection until right now.
Isn't it
insane? That's crazy.
So crazy.
I just want to see it on as your background.
I did register it with the U.S. Copyright Office.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what I'd do if someone else posted it. I'd just be like, yo, if you don't give me the creds, I'm suing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what you do.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's been real. Guys.
Yes.
Girls. Ladies, oh, we're at a pretty good time for an episode too.
Thanks all right. for listening.
We'll be back next month.
Yep,
the end of next month.
Yeah, a friend of mine who I went to college with, she has been doing. Oh, Christ, those cats. Anyway, she's been doing lifting and she does a low carb high fat diet. So she said she'd be like interested in coming on talking to us, and I think she'd be fun to talk to because she's done it all herself. Like she's not. She was frugal even when we were in college, so she worked to do it all herself, like, and she documented it all on her Instagram and ended up losing a ton of weight before her wedding and stuff. So I think she'd be fun to talk to. And also I want to talk to my trainer for Spartan training, so I want to talk to him in the post-mortem, the post-Spartan. So
sounds good.
That's what I'm looking forward to in the future on the podcast. All right, guys. Bye, everybody. Leave reviews.
Yes. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.